Jesus went into the temple and threw out all those buying and selling. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of thieves." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. When the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonders that he did, and the children shouting in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" Jesus replied, "Yes, have you never read? You have prepared praise from the mouths of infants and nursing babies." Then he left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there. We bow our heads in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, as we meditate on your word here tonight, as we continue these steps to the cross with your Son Jesus, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts, increase the faith which you have created, and send us out being at peace, knowing that Jesus is walking these final steps for us in our place so that we can be called children of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe you've heard some sayings like this, and I've heard it many times, and I've even said it, but now that I'm a little bit older, I've thought about it a little bit more, and I think that really doesn't make sense. Something like this: "How about we take your car? I don't want to put the miles on mine." Well, why do you have the car then? The purpose of the car is so that way you can drive it. Or someone who just went out and bought pots and pans, and they say, "I'm going to leave them right there and because there's a special time when I'm going to use them." Well, then why don't you just wait till that special time when you're going to use it to buy it? You see, there are certain things in this world that serve a purpose. There's a purpose for why a car is made. There's a purpose for why pots and pans are made. And they're supposed to serve that purpose. Or maybe there's another way we can think about this. Telling that young child to go clean their room, and they're going to clean their room, and you go check in an hour, and they knew the task, but the room is messier because they've decided to play with the toys as they're cleaning their room. The purpose for which you sent them to their room was not being fulfilled. Or the husband who goes out to the garage and says, "I'm going to clean the garage," and when you go out and you check in on him an hour later, he's currently talking to the neighbor about how to make his grass greener. The purpose for which he went out to the garage is not being met. Today, in our reading, as we continue the steps to the cross with our Savior, he goes to his Father's house. And his Father's house, like this house, is meant for one thing. It has one purpose, and that's to serve the Lord. And to Jesus, that was probably pretty clear. Because from the ages of 2 to 30, we don't hear much about Jesus' life. We only hear one story. And that story in and of itself is when he's 12 years old and his parents take him to the temple. And what happens? When they go to leave, they can't find him. Because he's at the temple talking about and studying scripture with the chief priests and the teachers of the law. Because he understood what the point of his Father's house was. The point of his Father's house was to study scripture, was to praise God. So that Palm Sunday, he walks in to Jerusalem and he goes to his Father's house and you hear the praises. You hear the shouts of Hosanna to the Son of David. And on Monday morning, he goes back. But what he sees Monday is completely different. What he sees Monday, he calls these people turning his Father's house into a den of thieves, a den of robbers. You see, because the place stunk. The place stunk of greed as those money changers are exchanging money for a coin that has a false god on it inside the temple. It stunk because those merchants are selling cattle. And those cattle were doing what they had to do right in the temple courtyard. And the worst part about it is that the temple courtyard is where the Gentiles were supposed to worship. That was their area. That area was not serving the purpose for which Jesus understood, and those people should have also understood, that it was meant to serve. And the worst part about it is that the chief priests, those in charge of the temple area, had their hands in the back pockets of the merchants. Often the Gentiles would bring their animals from home to sacrifice in the temple that day, and the chief priest would say, "No, you can't sacrifice that animal, you have to go buy one." Because they got a percent of the proceeds from the sales with the merchants. You can see how this stench of sin had infiltrated his father's house, all the way up to those who were supposed to be leaders. His father's house was not serving the purpose for which it was supposed to serve. So Jesus cast them out, and how quickly that all changes. Because then as soon as he cast them out, he says, "The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them." I think it might be easy for us to just read over that verse, because by this time in Matthew's gospel, we've heard that, yes, Jesus heals people. Yeah, he heals leprosy. He heals blind people. He raises people from the dead. He can do just about anything. But how quickly Jesus turns his father's house back in to the towards the purpose for which it's supposed to be used. Healing. Because oftentimes, when he healed those people who had leprosy, when he healed the blind, when he raised the dead, what did he say along with that? "Your faith has healed you. Your sins are forgiven." Most times, he forgave them their sins before they even healed their physical ailment. Not only was he healing physically, but he also healed spiritually. That was the point of his father's house, a spiritual healing. And he was bringing that purpose back because the chief priests and those merchants and those money changers had lost it. So what about this building? Does it smell in here? Is there a stench of something, of greed, of gossip? Maybe it's even a stench of personal preference, of how something should be done, when really Scripture doesn't necessarily speak to that. Does this place smell? As we look at ourselves and as we see the sinful nature inside each and every one of us, we come to the conclusion that there are days, and it's every day, that we reek of the stench of sin. The same sin that those money changers and those merchants were condemned for, we too can be condemned for when we stand and we look at ourselves, when we smell that same stench of sin. That's you and me. But the difference is that's why you've come to this house. You've come to this house because you know it's a house of healing. You know the purpose for which Jesus has built this house. To hear law and gospel. To watch Jesus as he walks that road to Calvary. To see a crucified Lord on the cross. To see an empty tomb on Easter Sunday. That's the reason you come to this house, to hear those words that your sins are forgiven, that grace upon grace upon grace is given to you each and every time that you read God's Scripture, that you sit in these pews, that you hear a pastor preach the word to you, and you know the joy that that brings to you and to those who also are struggling with sin. And that brings us to the last purpose for our Father's house: to sing praise. Did you hear that? Those shouts of Hosanna to the Son of David come back. The children start saying it, and the leaders try and shush them. What are they saying? "Do you hear this, Jesus?" And he says, "It's just fulfilling prophecy. Have you never heard it written?" In God's house, Sin is healed and praises are given to our God because he does exactly what he says he does in his word. He sends his son, and that leads us to give praise and thanks to our God each and every day that we live, each and every day that we gather in his house. We sing hymns of thanksgiving. We sing psalms of praise. And as we look at those words, as we listen to them, we hear the beautiful gospel message inside those songs, those hymns, those psalms. And in doing so, you fulfill the purpose of being in your Father's house. What a blessing it is that we have a church building like this. What a blessing it is that we have the ability to gather to hear exactly what Jesus has to tell us each and every day. Your sins are forgiven. The stench of sin is gone. And then come, let's praise our Father in heaven. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, guard your hearts and mine through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.